In his confirmation hearing on December 5th, Defense Secretary Robert Gates won some senatorial kudos for candor when he testified, "Frankly, there are no new ideas on Iraq."
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Having said that, Secretary Gates now gets to join the search for new ideas for President Bush's long-delayed new strategy. The word du jour is surge, defined by the Iraq Study Group as short-term redeployment of combat troops to stabilize Baghdad or to speed up training and equipping of Iraqi troops if the U.S. commander determines that to be effective. The trouble is that there is no sign that a surge will be effective. Former Secretary of State and former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Colin Powell, said on CBS yesterday that the Army was about broken, and he was not persuaded that another surge of troops into Baghdad to suppress a civil war would work. In the New York Times today, Marine Major Ben Conable describes how the 7th Marine Regiment tried to overwhelm an insurgent group in the east of Anbar province, leaving another area unprotected. He says the consequences were bloody. Insurgents assumed control of several towns and villages. They tortured and executed police officers, local politicians, friendly tribal leaders. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who, like her predecessor, Colin Powell, has not been heard much in the current debate on Iraq strategy, has also begun to speak out. Interviewed by the Washington Post, she said the United States needs to act smartly and avoid being drawn back into a search for a stability that no longer exists. But the surge idea continues to figure in discussion inside and outside the administration. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says he would go along with a temporary troop increase in Iraq if it were part of a broader strategy to bring forces home by early 2008. I imagine you'll be hearing a lot more about surge early in the new year, no doubt some of it from Secretary Gates. This is Daniel Shore.